You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. After increasing calls to break up some of technology's biggest companies, the federal government may now be making moves in that direction. Yesterday, the House Judiciary Committee said it will conduct a bipartisan investigation into whether there's enough competition for big technology companies. In addition, the Justice Department is reportedly considering its own investigation of Google. Apple, Google, Facebook, and Amazon have all come under scrutiny in recent years for dominating several markets, including social networking, e-commerce, and mobile apps. Matt Mitten is a law professor at Marquette University. His areas of specialty include antitrust law. Matt, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Well, this Congressional Judiciary Committee, they don't, in their press release, mention any companies by name. They say, quoting, a small number of dominant, unregulated platforms. But that sounds a lot like Facebook, Amazon, Google, and Apple, right?
I would certainly think so.
So when we take antitrust law, the concept of antitrust, and look at these technology companies, is there a case to be made that they have too much monopoly power?
Well, there's nothing wrong with having monopoly power. The question is, how did you get it and what are you doing to maintain it? So antitrust law at bottom is designed to ensure that consumers get the benefit of free and open market competition. And there's nothing wrong with a company becoming very large. I mean, they may come up with an innovative idea and, you know, with technology, there's certain, you know, externalities, you know, the more users you get on a platform or things that, you know, makes it work better, it's more valuable. So there's nothing wrong with that. The question is, are you doing things to stifle competitive opportunities by other companies? That's the real issue for purposes of antitrust law.
What do you see when you look at these big companies? Do you see them taking actions that stifle the potential for competition to rise up against them?
Well, we have seen it. If we go back and, you know, kind of the first ones with technology was, you know, the government broke up the Bell companies. And now they're kind of combining back together. Then we saw with Microsoft, you know, they had dominance, you know, huge share of the market for computer software operating system. What are they doing to, you know, perhaps prevent makers of peripheral devices and other applications, things like that, from, you know, entering the market? And we're seeing kind of the same thing here. Concerns with Facebook, they acquired some companies. All of these companies gather a lot of information, so they know who the competitors are, who are the rising companies. And they've got a lot of money. So if they start buying them, that eliminates competition. Or if they're doing other things to prevent others from potentially competing with them. That's why Congress and the Department of Justice Antitrust Division and the FTC is expressing some concerns.
If Congress or one of those federal regulatory agencies decides, yeah, Company X is a problem, what are the range of remedies from nothing to break up the company?
Well, let's start with either the Federal Trade Commission or the Antitrust Division. They have essentially concurrent jurisdiction to enforce the federal antitrust laws. And the one here that comes into play is Section 2, which prohibits monopolization and attempts to monopolize. And again, it doesn't prohibit monopolies. It's just, what are you doing to acquire and maintain your monopoly? They, you know, it would likely be a civil action rather than a criminal prosecution. It's rare that courts will grant structural relief. Typically, what they will do is they will issue an order requiring the offending company to stop the anti-competitive practices. And so that's what's likely to occur there. Congress can hold hearings, hold some, you know, CEOs' feet to the fire, ask them some really hard questions. But really, unless they want to modify the federal antitrust laws, which is, you know, always a possibility, I think they're just more likely to, you know, exert public pressure. But to actually, you know, result in change business practices, the FTC and the antitrust division can do that through the judicial system.
100 years ago or so, it seems like we saw a lot more antitrust action. Is there something about technology companies that make them a different animal when it comes to monopolization and antitrust?
Yeah, I think so, because it's kind of, you know, you get on the same network. There's economies of scale. And, you know, the way these things work, it tends toward there being a winner in each of these different segments or just a couple companies. And that's where Section 2 comes into play, is that, you know, once a company has it, you know, roughly a 50% or more market share, that's when concerns for purposes of Section 2 come into play. There's much more scrutiny as to, it's okay if you're, you know, offering products or services that customers want, you're winning the competitive struggle. But Section 2 is designed to maintain a level playing field, and companies with certain size can't be doing things that are considered predatory or exclusionary of their competitors.
You mentioned Microsoft earlier, and they were investigated, and they did, if I understand things correctly, have to change some of their practices. What kind of remedies did we see there coming out of their alleged anti-competitive behavior?
Well, I think it was largely they were prohibiting, you know, exclusive dealing contracts where Microsoft was entering into companies saying, hey, if you want to do business with us, you can't do business with our competitors, or certain integrated technology that really wasn't necessary to provide a better functioning computer. It was just simply designed to keep others out of the market. So, you know, it would be a case by case, you know, analysis of a specific business practice. And the question is basically, is this fair competition on the merits, or which is legal, or unfair exclusionary or predatory practices that, you know, drive out one's competitors, and that would be illegal.
Talking to Matt Mitten, law professor at Marquette University, about some congressional hearings that are likely on the way and possible action from the executive branch as well on monopolies, antitrust action potentially against technology companies like Facebook, Amazon, Google, and Apple. Matt, is there evidence out there now that suggests that that the feds would take action against these companies? Or is this the kind of thing that, okay, they'd investigate, and if they can find a pattern, maybe in emails or company documents, things like that, a pattern where a company intentionally did anti-competitive actions, is that the kind of level it would take to actually have some action happen?
Well, you know, intent, you know, is something that can be, you know, that's hard to say how that, what they'd be focusing on is what is the marketplace effect of particular business practices. And in cases where it's a little bit uncertain, that's where you would rely on, you know, internal documents of the company to kind of see, well, what was their objective in instituting a particular practice or stopping, you know, or acquiring a particular company or not doing business with someone else. They would try to piece all that together, but the focus is really more on the particular business practice and what is its anti-competitive effects.
Let's take a look at Amazon in particular, because they aren't just what we buy stuff from. They also provide a lot of the behind-the-scenes things for a lot of websites. And they're coming into competition with a lot of brick-and-mortar retailers as well. Is there going to be a lot of investigation of the different ways that Amazon's infrastructure could give them an advantage over competitors in a number of different fields of the economy?
Yeah, that's why it would be, you know, we're starting to see the FTC, and or at least it's reported, the FTC and Department of Justice are kind of going to split this up rather than one agency investigating all of them, because it's going to take a lot of resources to take a, you know, to look at it. And if we use Amazon as an example, you'd have to focus on, okay, you know, clearly they compete with, you know, brick and mortar retailers for sales, but they operate as a platform in a lot of different areas. So each of those will be examined very carefully. And it might well be a situation where the conclusion is that, okay, here, although we're concerned about it, at this point, you know, probably not enough to make out an antitrust violation. But on a couple other areas, and I suspect that both the antitrust division and the Federal Trade Commission, they'll pick their spots pretty carefully, unless they decide to say, hey, we've got to break up one or more of these companies to result in a competitive market. Although, again, that's going to be a much more significant antitrust case that is going to require a lot more proof, take a lot longer.
In our last minute and a half or so, I asked earlier if these technology companies were a different animal than antitrust actions dealt with in the past. Are our laws on monopolies and antitrust keeping up with the times to deal with a company like Facebook or Amazon?
Well, you know, that's the $64,000 question. The antitrust laws were enacted, the Sherman Act, back in 1890, when we had essentially a rural agrarian economy, and now we've got a global high-tech economy, and they're intentionally written pretty broad. They prohibit agreements that unreasonably restrain trade. That's Section 1 in a nutshell. Section 2 prohibits monopolization or attempted monopolization of any segment of commerce or trade. So I think they're broad enough to cover this sort of thing. What's difficult is how do we apply that language specifically today? And whether or not, I think it would require a modification of the antitrust law just to prohibit companies from getting to a certain size and having market power, particularly in technology. But that would be a pretty significant change. Because again, traditionally, there's been nothing wrong with winning the competitive struggle and just becoming big. It's just what you do with it. So we could have that situation here where there's some collateral effects that aren't really anti-competitive, but nevertheless, there's economic and political effects that Congress might be concerned with. Perhaps we move to a regulatory environment.
We'll leave it there, Matt. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Bye.
That's now. Matt Mitten, law professor at Marquette University. We talked with him about the House Judiciary Committee's antitrust investigation coming up into the big technology companies, also possible action from the Department of Justice.